This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
It's World Radio Day today.
After all the worst, there's worse. We still have a job. So that's good. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. I know that there are other options that you can have. Sirius XM radio, you could stream Apple Music, whatever. But you're listening to us, and we appreciate you.
Very much so.
Yes.
You know what? They said radio would die when TV was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then they said it would die when satellite radio was a thing. Now a lot of people are saying streaming's going to be the end of radio. It's not true.
No, it's still a thing. There was a study done that young people are listening to radio more than ever. It's kind of cool to hear that.
That study was definitely done by somebody in radio, though, I
bet. For sure.
Yeah. I wanted to ask at 780-784-7107, what your most clear memory is of radio, whether it's the first time you heard like a new artist that you love now, or whether it was that you won something big, maybe something somebody said or a contest. What for you, like, sums up radio before you got into it?
Yeah, and I think it's I want to know also, like, what made you stick with Hot 107? Is there something Ryder said once that you're like, I could listen to this guy every morning?
So what's yours?
What's
like,
mine?
You look back on radio growing up, what do you think is the most
I'll never forget
memory?
Being in my mom's Altima. My oldest sister was in the front seat. I was in the back seat. We were going to the mall. We picked up her friend. I think her name was Stephanie. And as soon as Stephanie got in the car, she's like, turn up the radio. They're going to be playing a song about Barbie in 10 minutes. Like, it was teased all day time they were going to play. And I was like, what? Like, me as a young girl being like, a Barbie song? What? And just being so curious, what is this going to be? And it was Aqua's Barbie Girl. And I got to listen to it for the first time when it was aired for the first time in Edmonton on radio back when there weren't a lot of stations.
Yeah.
And that moment for me, I'll never forget.
Oh,
we were
really
driving
cool.
to West Edmonton Mall listening to Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Yeah, that's
so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I grew up in an area of the world where there was only 2 a.m. country stations. Those were my options. And so I wasn't a big fan of country back then. And I remember going to like the trade fair, and there was some poor sap that was working the CKSA 1080 or whatever, Country 108, whatever they called it. And I went up and I was just like, man, your life must suck listening to country music all the time. Like, I was this little prick. Yeah. I would have been 12, 13 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst age.
Fast forward like 7 years, I'm at that exact same trade show working for that station doing my internship. And I was getting attitude from some kids that were walking by.
And you're
by.
Like, I used to be you. It's so crazy. I grew up in like elementary and junior high listening to certain radio hosts here in Edmonton. And they were huge. It was like I said, there weren't a lot of stations. And one of those radio hosts approached me a couple years ago saying, I love your show. And to me, that was like the weird. I was like, what? Am I dreaming?
What
like, it was just such a
this?
Weird situation, but so cool. So yeah, happy World Radio Day.
Trending this hour.
Cardi B quit Instagram. And for good reason, we'll tell you what's going on in a second.
Miranda Lambert had a heated exchange with a couple while dining at a Nashville steakhouse, and things got so bad that she dumped a salad on the woman that was provoking her.
She's Blake Shelton's ex, right?
Yes.
She feels like from her lyrics,
she would be that girl.
And from just a few of these stories you hear, that she's still pretty jaded.
Okay, that song Gunfire and Lead is one of me and my girlfriend's anthems.
For breakups? Well, Kerosene?
Kerosene?
Yeah, she's hardcore.
So good.
What else we got going on?
The Academy announced that they're not going to have these categories on the Oscars. They're going to be during commercial breaks. And a lot of actors and directors are not happy about it. They say cinematography, editing, live action short film, and makeup / hairstyling will not be broadcast. That sucks.
Well, they need to shorten up the broadcast. Way
it's
she
going
goes,
to be short. There's no host.
If the people who are accepting awards would actually shorten up their speeches, this wouldn't be a problem. But you get people thanking their great aunt who lives in Wisconsin for 6 minutes about how they changed their life, and it's like, okay, well, it's past my bedtime.
All right, whatever. Okay, what's happening with Cardi?
So she quit Instagram. She fired up because of the backlash she's received. Mainly, it seems like it's from Mac Miller fans who are upset that she won Best Rap Album at the Grammys, and he was shut out this after tragically passing away this year. And so this is what she had to say about it.
But it's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. That's not my style, and that's not what I'm with, and I don't support that. However, I worked hard for my album.
And she did. She continues. But yeah, like, she was pregnant for, I think, about 60% of her album, and was pulling in like 15-hour shifts to try to get it done. She was in the studio all the time. She said she like went home and slept for 3 or 4 days at one point.
It just sucks because people were hating on her while she was pregnant, saying your career is over, you're never going to make it. And then she hustles, gets it done, wins an award, and they're still getting hate. It's like she can't win. So I get why she's fed up and just deleted Instagram. She's done.
Yeah. If I was her, I'd throw a salad on someone. All right, so we got a message from Rhea.
I have a question for all of the Hot 107 listeners who work out on a daily or at least structured basis. Ryder, Lisa, please put this out into the universe. I need help. I'm trying to lose maybe, I don't know, 20 pounds, Rhea says.
Who isn't?
In the past, I was a workout machine. I now enjoy working out, but I can't for the life of me get myself to stick to a structured workout schedule. I just want to know, what do you do to make yourself follow the workout schedule? I've been trying to bribe myself. I write out the days that I'm going to work out, but it's not working. I ignore it.
You've crushed it in 2019. What's your tip? We'll just start it off with that.
I just want to say congratulations to me because I am down 11.5 pounds, I think. What I do is I pack my gym bag the night before. I set myself up for success the next day because if I wake up in the morning and that gym bag is not packed,
feeling like P. Diddy,
the last thing on my mind is the gym. I don't want to go. So I'm like, I'll do without it. No. Pack that bag the night before, put it at the front door. You can't ignore it that way.
I think another good tip that a lot of people have come to realize works really well is getting in on a program of sorts. Like I know Chad Cook, who spins here, one of our DJs, his sister was running like a fat burn challenge. So it was 60 days in a row, eating and like eating plan and workout plan. It, like, that is the best shape I've ever been in, was when I was in a workout program.
Right, and Chad Cook isn't the type to post progress pictures, but he did, to be like, this is what this program has done for me.
So that's a possibility. The other option is getting a trainer that holds you accountable. If you know you're paying for someone who expects you to be there, you're going to show up. Obviously, that's not in everybody's financial reach, but...
Okay, Rhea. We have some awesome texts rolling in from our listeners. Andrea says, you need to find a workout buddy to hold you accountable. You need to meet each other at the gym at a set time. And I love that. I see that all the time at the gym. You see people talking to each other, hanging out, taking turns on machines. And I'm like, wow, obviously they're here because they're supporting one another and their fitness goals. So that's great to see. I love Paul's text. He says, LOL, Lisa, the 11 pounds you lost, I found. That's so fun. You're so funny.
Awesome.
We have someone that texts our show all the time. His name is Fit Dad. And it says here, try and set small weight goals and eat in moderation. Don't deprive yourself and make it fun. Always make it fun. Nobody wants to go into a workout that they hate.
Yeah.
Like, people hate cardio. So instead, they lift weights. That still burns calories.
Totally. Like, just getting up and moving is the answer.
Get a dog. Because then you have to walk the dog every single day.
Shout out to, I believe, they don't have their name. Sheldon, who noticed my Kesha drop and asked if I'd play some TikTok.
I love it.
So let's do that.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. The biggest day of the year for romance tomorrow, and we're here to help. Lisa and I have joined forces. She's come up with 3 songs. I've come up with 3 songs. If you get these 6 songs all together at once, I assume, I don't know what yours are yet, but things are going to just go magically for you on your like drive to the reservation, or maybe you have candles lit at your house and you want to set some music. Try these songs. So what's your first one, Lisa?
Well, the classic, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. Okay, yeah, my theme for my first pick is very similar to that.
Okay.
I went with Pony by Genuine.
I thought we were doing romantic songs.
That's a very romantic song.
Okay, my next song is Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And I will always love
you. I will always love you. All right, good pick.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't need to get there. My next song speaks for itself. I think it actually, like, even the order we're going in works really well right now.
Okay. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but
mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. All right. What?
Nothing. Okay, this song I consider romantic, but a lot of people might disagree. It was written, the writer of the song wrote it because his dad told him to stop chasing cars. He was in love with this girl, and his dad said, you never have a chance. It's like a dog chasing a car. But I love this song.
All right.
Yeah. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just for?
Really beautiful.
Oh, so good.
Mine's my last one, the last suggestion for your Valentine's Day playlist is also really romantic.
Ryder.
The lyrics hit me. What? It's true.
Well, it better be.
It is. Listen to the lyrics closely. They're really beautiful. I'll break it down for you now, baby. It's simple. If you be a... I'll be a, in a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you went to. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. And your fans teaching you about how sprung I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get the bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. Candy shop. Candy shop.
Fitty. You are so filthy.
No, but it, like, that one fits because it's about making love. Right. And candy is really popular on Valentine's Day.
So moral of the story is there are two types of people on Valentine's Day. People that have Lisa's playlist and people that have Ryder's playlist.
See what happens when you combine them.
Oh, man.
Ariana Grande just dropped her new album late last week. One of the songs that's getting a lot of buzz is Break Up With Your Boyfriend. Sorry, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Here's a bit of it.
All my girlfriends and I are obsessed with her new album.
It's a fairly sketchy premise for a song, really.
So the music video dropped for that, and I'm going to spoil it right now because it's amazing. Kay. So in the music video, you assume she wants the boyfriend, but at the end, it's the girl she wants.
So Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, and,
so
and
she
then
can
he...
steal
oh.
the girl. It's really interesting. Anyway, so, ladies... Everyone text a guy that you think is shady and say the lyrics. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
No,
and let's see how
don't
he replies
do
and
this.
Screenshot his response.
No.
What?
Because you're sliding into guys' text messages with that message.
Well,
you're going to get so many people in trouble.
If he was a good guy, he would say no.
Yeah, but even if he says no, and the girlfriend finds out that he's getting texts like that.
Whatever.
All of a sudden, his phone's like
okay,
not
fine.
A private thing anymore.
If you think that your own boyfriend's shady, get your friends to text it to him. There. Is that better for you? I'm totally kidding anyway. I don't actually expect our listeners to do that. But can you imagine the uproar?
Yeah.
It would be horrifying.
Well, what did we do when we were texting our moms? Oh, when Migos and Cardi B broke up.
Yeah, just to see how our parents would respond. And the only mom that knew was my mom.
Yeah.
Because she knows what's going on in the world.
My mom said, what the hell are you talking about,
what's a Migos?
So that's funny and lighthearted. You can't text a guy who you think is shady and say, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, just to see what he says.
Okay, well, the idea was fun in the moment, but you're right.
For the last 3 years, I suppose, I've taken my daughter out on Valentine's Day. We just have pretty good chats. The first time I did it was probably one of the cuter moments of our relationship. I went and picked her up and she said, no, it's Valentine's Day, you have to wear a tie. So I had to go back and get a tie because she demanded it. But on this year will be the third year. I was mentioning it to a buddy and they said like, oh, and that's fine with like the other people there. And I started to think about it. Would you mind if you were at a restaurant and on Valentine's Day and a kid came in?
What? Why would that matter?
Well, I think it's just for some people, it's like
weird.
The day of the year that they want to not have kids in the restaurant something.
I would never want to advocate for dads to not take their daughter out on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's just absurd.
Good, because it's odd how much it weighed on me after he said it. Like, do people not want kids?
No.
There?
If anything, it's a threat to all the men that are taking their girlfriends out for dinner because they're going to look over at you and be like, I want that guy.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Well, you never know. Their ovaries.
And the good thing, like, for me is I know my kid will be well-behaved. She's just a chill cat, and she, like, actually listens to me in situations like that. Like, if I have to say, like, yo.
Yeah, it's not like she's going to be throwing spaghetti against the wall.
Some kids, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's re-ask the question.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so let's not think of your daughter specifically. Let's talk of, like, let's think of the worst type
not
of
worst.
Public.
The hardest to handle. The trickiest. To handle.
Okay, yes, you're way better with words.
Would you be comfortable, and I guess we'll ask the audience this one, 780-784-7107, would your Valentine's Day dinner be ruined if there was a kid misbehaving in the restaurant?
Okay, is misbehaving is just ruining it all. Like, the romantic vibe. At first, I hear, like, piano in the background. It's
okay,
like a Diana.
Right.
It's a Diana Krall. What's that? What's her name? Krall? Diana Krall song. And then all of a sudden there's a kid screaming and you're like, oh, okay, well, let's go to Wendy's.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So does it entirely depend on how much you can trust your kid to be behaved? Or is it like, no, you probably shouldn't
no-go?
Take kids out? Like, should we go for Valentine's Day at Chuck E. Cheese? The spaghetti meat, spaghetti pizza is pretty good.
I've always wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese, but I never have a kid to bring with me. They like don't let you in unless you have a child. So if anyone can just rent me their kid, that'd be great.
780-784-7107 if you'd like to chime in on this. Yeah, I'm just interested to see what other people think.
Yeah.
Thanks. Champagne with breakfast while I'm Lisa.
Hot 107.
All right, so the vibe, I've gotten off the text line in, you know, overwhelming fashion about if it's cool to go out for a Valentine's Day with my daughter or if the day of love shouldn't be wrecked by a kid in a restaurant, especially if they're misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, if you're going to a family restaurant,
expect
kids there.
Families, yes.
Right. Whereas if it's a really posh place, if you know that your kid sometimes is a handful in situations like restaurants, maybe give everybody their opportunity to have a nice night out without that. I think that's entirely fair.
Okay.
Still don't know what I'm going to do. Because I had reservations like at the nicest place in town for us at 7 tomorrow night.
Well, you could take me instead. I don't have plans.
Yeah, just leave my kid in the car.
Yeah, Charlie, you can wait outside.
All right. So thank you to everybody who chimed in. I appreciate all the texts and calls.
Speaking of reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you forgot to book one for you and your spouse? Well, we might have you covered with Reservation Roulette.
780-784-7107. Call now. We've gotten a lot of people out of a funk already this week. Two opportunities every weekday, including tomorrow again at 6:30 and 8:30, to win a reservation at some of the nicest places in town. But it is called roulette, so we had to mix in some crappy ones as well. you never know what you're going to get. Hey, Hot 107, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, you ready for this?
I'm definitely ready.
You didn't get a reservation booked for tomorrow?
No, I have too many kids to be worried about that, but...
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe we can help you out.
Here we go. Lisa Evans, spin around and around, and then Lisa on the phone, just tell her to stop at any point starting now.
Stop.
All right, we've got three reservations left. There's two good ones and one crappy one, if I'm not mistaken. And what do we got?
Okay, Lisa, you have won a reservation at 7:30 p.m. in my car. Why, Ryder, did you put this in here? It says, you can join Lisa Evans in her vehicle and eat Hamburger Helper while watching her cry to her own sad Valentine's Day playlist.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll make sure
that
to put some Savage Garden on that playlist for us.
That sounds like a great night. I'll bring some chocolate.
Perfect.
Sorry and congratulations.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.